Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Brian Adams. On today's program, we are joined by Shelley Braley from the Knoxville Senior Center to talk about holiday events at the center.
Many of them don't have families or can get out very much, and the senior center is basically the place where they go to gather, and I'm sure you have a few things going on to keep them going through the holidays, to keep them together and giving them something to look forward to, right?
We sure do. This is a place where they meet and have companionship and friendships created. We have ugly sweater contests this month. We had bus tours. We went to Holly Jolly Lights in Altoona at the Adventureland. We've went shopping a couple times this month. And we have some community projects. We have a mitten tree, and that's going to go to the schools for a community project. And we did a program through the community for children that were less fortunate. And we have a big party on December 20th.
All this sounds great. As we said, many of them may not have anywhere else to go for the holidays. And I'm sure that the things they do here and the people they meet with are pretty much the highlight of the week, I'm guessing.
Yes, it's a lonely time of the year. And it brings up a lot of past memories and a lot of sadness, a lot of depression. And we're hoping that we can gather as a group and a family and fellowship and have a nice time together.
Christmas Day itself, probably the days before or after, you may be able to do something just to make sure people get together and have an opportunity to celebrate the holiday in some fashion.
Yes, we are closed on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, so the staff can spend time with their families. But we do have programs through the community that I make very aware at the center. Like First United Methodist Church is having a meal on Christmas Day, and I'm working with them. I'm working with the last week of the month meal program, directing them in that direction so they do have some companionship on the holiday.
Now, of course, you had problems here a few weeks ago with some unexpected flooding that came through here. Looking around now, it looks like everything is more or less back to normal and about as cleaned up as it can be, right?
Not quite normal. We do have brand new floors in the offices and the entryway. We still have the top of the stairs, and we still have all the mop board around the walls. We have to get the gunk off the floors before we can put that on the walls, the past buildup from the floors. We got a stripper, and we're going to get the floor stripped this week, and then in the next few weeks, we should be running in perfect order.
That probably took a lot of time from the people who work here and a lot of effort to find the money to make all that happen.
Oh, yes. It was a lot of work, a lot of elbow grease. And we did a lot of. We were closed for an entire month. We had no idea it was going to be that long. But, you know, by the time we had to cut some of the wall out and put new wall and new wainscoting and a new flooring in, and it was a big project. But we're glad we're working in order.
And, of course, we're coming up to the month of January, which right after Christmas is usually kind of the most blah time of the year. And you'll probably be needed just as much as ever for your residents here because that's a time when they really can't get out much and really don't have anywhere else to go but to something like this.
Right, that's correct. I know it's hard sometimes when the weather's bad and they can't get into the car, into their garage, but we try to keep in contact with them, and if we haven't seen them for a few days, of course, we'll call them and see what's going on. But yes, January, we are going to try to have a really tight schedule for January and keep them busy.
Of course, like anyone who runs an agency like this, you have a wish list of things you'd like to do, things you would like to see happen. If given the opportunity, what sorts of improvements or additions would you like to make here?
Well, right now we're hoping to get our license for a bingo parlor. Bring in the public. It's a dying around our area, so we're trying to get that brought back into the community and just trying to get a whole new clientele. We do have a bus trip scheduled in April, and that is to Florida, to Amelia Island, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. If we have a winter, cold winter, we can go to Florida and get our toes in the water and warm up.
Thanks to Shelley Braley for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.